Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. Registration has just opened for the 2025 Out in the Open Summit, a regional gathering for rural and small town LGBTQ plus folks. Let's head out to Waldo County to check in with Grace, who has all the details.
Sure. I'm Grace. I'm a program director with Out in the Open. Out in the Open is based in Wabanakik in Vermont and in Maine. And I'm based in Waldo County, Maine. We are opening registration for the Out in the Open Spring Summit. The summit is a gathering for rural and small town LGBTQ people who reside in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. This spring's summit is happening on Saturday, May 31st and Sunday, June 1st in Interior Waldo County. The location will remain private until about a week before the event. We'll notify folks who are registered. So registration is required and registration is offered on a sliding scale of $0 to $50. Saturday will be a day of workshops that we're calling field trips. There are opportunities for small group connection. We're providing lunch and dinner, childcare stipends. There will be camping available on site on Saturday evening and some evening activities. On Sunday, we'll gather as a larger group for meals also all day, discussion sessions, skill sharing, a variety of guided walks. There will be on-site childcare as well. Out in the Open has been hosting summits since 2015. This is our fourth summit in Maine. Summits are places to gather in community, reconnect with and actively queer rural traditions, build relationships and trust among other rural and small town LGBTQ plus people, celebrate and grieve together, and create a roadmap to move us closer to our collectively liberated and joyful futures. In the current time, we're keeping a steady course and maintaining our strategy that's always been a part of Out in the Open's work of moving all people towards collective liberation, people of all identities. So the summit is a place that centers rural LGBTQ people and is a place that we bring our whole selves and the other intersections of our identities as well. 10% of the budget for this gathering will be donated to Noyescock, a land rematriation organization also based in Waldo County. You can register online at www.weareoutintheopen.org. Out in the Open is really fortunate to not currently have our funding tied to federal resources currently. People in our community, folks that we serve across northern New England, are feeling the stress and pressures and are losing access to basic needs because of what's going on in DC. So we're finding that folks are needing places to gather, support each other, create mutual aid networks, and for folks who have resources to have opportunities to share them with folks who are needing them right now. So we've often been able to help create networks and also to amplify community members' efforts. And that's something we've always done. And we're really equipped to continue doing that and are just seeing a higher demand. And also a lot of really beautiful, exciting relationships and intentions of care come from our community, kind of in contrast to what's happening on a federal and national level.
That was Grace from Out in the Open. The website again is weareoutintheopen.org. Be sure to include the "we are" part or you'll go somewhere else entirely. So weareoutintheopen.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.